Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
All right, here we are, Jive on Air. Today we're going to have a discussion about, do you think if playing violent video games makes kids violent? All right, let's introduce everyone. This is Mark.
Raylene.
Bianca.
Honey Lou.
King Mac.
Mr. Gerald. And Shauna and Whitney, but they're not here yet.
Okay. Well, Mr. Gerald, do you think that violent video games contribute to youth violence?
I think that a lot of things contribute to violence, but video games in themselves, I don't think, make people violent. No.
What about you, Bianca?
I don't think people get violent, but if they get in a violent situation, then they'll know what to do because of video games.
Okay, does anyone here think that playing video games can make kids violent? Like, if they buy a rated mature video game, play it,
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, then they'll become violent.
It's not like they're going to start trying to steal a car just because
I actually, after I watched that, I tried to start stealing cars.
Usually when, like, kids think that they like something or, like, have something that they really like, they usually, like, what's that word? They're, like, I don't know.
Excel at it?
I don't know, not
they
like that.
What they see.
Yeah, they do what they see because they want to be like it. Like some kids like Batman, so they dress like Batman. But like when they see people killing, then they're like, oh, that looks cool, I want to kill.
So you think that if they like see, if they play Grand Theft Auto and they love it, then they're going to start,
I think it's cool.
Then they might want to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, if they didn't know any better.
Well.
If your parents were good people or your community was a decent community, that you would see that games are just games and that you wouldn't expect that if you played Grand Theft Auto that you were going to go out and run people down and get money for it.
That's true too.
Video game players understand they're playing a game. Their ability to distinguish between fantasy and reality prevents them from emulating video game violence in real life.
I agree with that. I agree that it depends on what age you are, and if, like, say you're 2 years old and they put you on a video game and that's all you know day in and day out, then of course you can think that's how real life is. I mean, kids believe in Santa Claus and Teletubbies because they see it on TV, and I think you would believe that that's how the real world is if you had no other experiences whatsoever.
Yeah, but young children are more likely to confuse fantasy violence with real world violence. And without framework or ethical decision-making, they mimic the actions they see in violent video games.
I think it actually have to, like, happen to them in order for them to do it. Instead of just playing and watching it, like, maybe if they actually got shot at, or maybe if it actually happened to them and they're in the action, then they might become like that. But I don't think they're going to do it just by watching it.
I don't think so either.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anyway, the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against. Triggered, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo
Figaro.
Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me! For me!
Are we going? Oh. Violent video games teach youth that violence is an acceptable conflict-solving strategy and an appropriate way to achieve one's goals. A 2009 study found that youth who play violent video games have lower belief in the use of nonviolent strategies and are less forgiving than players of nonviolent video games. I'm sorry, what was that, Bianca? I don't understand.
I don't know about that.
If you didn't use such high-tech big words that I don't understand, I probably would give you an answer.
You're saying, like, school violence, like that one case of, like, the like when that little kid, that 6-year-old shot that girl, and he didn't, you know, he didn't believe that she was going to die. He thought it was like the video games where you shoot somebody and they lose one life and they get
well,
back up and they walk.
Like that, though.
But that's the idea is
like
that...
I know, but in shooting games, people die, and little kids don't know about death yet when they're little.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's what he's saying is that.
It's basically like.
So it could have happened regardless if he was playing video games or not.
Okay, in violent video games, you get rewarded for using violence to solve problems in the video games. So they use that in real life when they face a problem. Then the easiest way out is a violent way.
I'm talking about what she's saying about the little 6-year-old boy that shot a girl. Because he thought that she wouldn't die.
He didn't understand the consequences. He thought that
you got points,
and that he thought that was the way to solve his problems. He really thought that tomorrow she wasn't gonna be in class and there's gonna be a big blood stain.
Well, that's how kids are though.
That's terrible.
I agree with Shauna Joe. Little kids should not be playing games at that age. It says right on the cover.
Raylane, have you ever played a mature video game?
Yes, I have.
Well, it says 17 and older. Did you play it before you were 17?
I'm not even 17, Mark.
Okay, exactly.
But I'm not 6 years old either.
Well, that's true. I don't even think they had immature games when we were six, did they?
The 6-year-old.
Heck yes, they had Grand Theft Auto for years.
Oh, yeah, the first one for
Yeah, you're still shooting people and for, stealing cars.
Yeah, but I never had that one. I didn't know it existed. It was for like
they had like Nintendo little... and stuff. Mark, if you ever came out of your house, you would have known.
I was I'm out of my house right now, Raylene.
In school, Mark.
I think the parents.
I'm out of my house every day.
Were you 6 years ago? It should be the parents' job to monitor that. I mean, if you have an older friend that has it, you're still gonna play it. But I mean, like, you know. Well,
maybe it's a parent's job to watch their psycho killer kid. I think it all depends on how kids are, like, getting bullied and stuff, too. Like, if they're getting bullied in school, they're gonna find ways to, like, you know, get back. But that's, like, ideas for them.
I think that there would be less violence here because people grow up using guns, so you're taught gun safety at an early age.
And we know what happens when you shoot people.
Yeah, but there's like no one who's ever shot anybody here.
But you know what happens when you shoot an animal.
Yeah, you grow up shooting animals and learn that they're dead. So.
Yeah, but then you know not to kill a person because they'll be dead.
Exactly what we're saying.
You know, I don't think that a 6-year-old would come to school with a gun thinking that they can solve their problems like that, whereas...
So you're saying we should teach them gun safety when they're yay old?
I don't know about gun safety. I don't have a gun, but I do know that there are people here that have guns to teach their kids gun safety.
Tell them, like, okay, if you shoot something, it's going to die.
I don't know. It's an opinion. How about somebody else's opinion?
What?
Cried a thousand rivers and
Okay, it says that in 2000 they did a study, and basically when youth view violence in video games, they're more likely to fear becoming a victim of the acts of violence that they're creating in the video game. And this escalates fear, which results in youth not trusting others and taking violent self-protective measures. So maybe when they're playing video games, they don't want to be the victim. That even though they're the ones in the video games killing the victim or hurting the victim, they don't want to be the victim in real life. So they take self-protective measures.
I can kind of see that to a point. I remember when we used to watch like the Freddy Krueger movies. I remember thinking like when I was 8 years old, if I wrap myself in my blanket and you can't see any part of me, then Freddy Krueger cannot get me. But I didn't really ever want to become Freddy Krueger, so... Maybe people will always be victims, or that's the wrong way to say it. Maybe there are people that will watch the violence and not necessarily want to become a vigilante to protect themselves.
I don't know, when I watch a movie, I don't think of myself as trying to be the bad guy so I don't get hurt, right? I guess. Bianca, do you got something to say?
I forgot what I was going to say.
What, you really?
Games are awesome. You should keep playing them.
What did you just say? Something about Freddy Krueger?
I was saying that he said that when kids watch violent situations on like video games or on movies, they don't want to become the victim, so they are more likely to use violence if they're the person that is doing the beating up as opposed to the person that's getting beaten up. I'm Freddy Krueger, even though I watch the movies. I don't want to be the victim, but I don't want to be Freddy Krueger either.
They'll probably try to find a way to become better than that person, not become that person. Because if they become him, what better are they?
They could swing both ways. Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you guys like to play video games at all?
Yeah.
I don't really play that much video games personally, but... Some people do. Okay, you play violent video games, right? That are rated mature. And it says 17 and older, right?
Yeah.
But you played them before you were 17. Do you think the age should be changed?
No.
You don't think the age should be changed? No. Why? Because so kids under
17. I think it doesn't matter because just like kind of our thing we're doing for thing I'm doing for a different class, even though... they lower it or keep it the way it is, it's not going to change nothing. Kids who are younger are still going to get into it and do it. It's not going to stop them.
Parents are still going to buy it for
them. They're just not going to be able to go buy it themselves. But they'll still get an access to it in a way.
But even if that stops like 5% of the kids, at least it's kind of protecting somebody.
I'm just saying, if you like video games so much, you'd find a way.
I'd love to fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Okay, there are facts that says that kids who play video games aren't going to murder or act like the video game and be violent. In 2005, the U.S. had 2,279 murders committed by teenagers, compared to 73 in Japan. Per capita, video game sales were $5.20 in the U.S. compared to $47 in Japan, which means there's a lot more video games in Japan. This example illustrates that there's no correlation between violent behavior and playing video games.
Yeah, and when you hear about murders, it's always like drug-related, gang-related, or they're just crazy, or they're getting revenge or something. It's never just because, yeah, it's never hear about that.
Yeah, but what if, like, because they played video games... That's the way they view things now. It's
where they first
to
picked it up.
Their problems, they have to kill someone.
But I'm saying, like, whenever someone kills someone, it's like gang related, most likely, if it's a teenager. And they don't get that from video games. They get it.
Maybe they got it from Grand Theft Auto.
They get it from who they're surrounded by, and if they're in danger or something.
I agree.
But Grand Theft Auto is a gang video game.
But they're not in the video game. They're playing it. They're not in it. It's not happening to them.
And people don't start gangs because of Grand Theft Auto.
When I played Grand Theft Auto, I wanted to start a gang. And I bought a whole bunch of guns and thought I was going to run King Cole.
Exactly. See, Cody's just an example.
But he didn't.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Okay, in Grand Theft Auto, Grand Theft Auto meaning, you know, to steal a car.
Yeah.
people, what if kids, you know, see the easiest way in their video games to get a car and it's easier to drive around in the video game?
Yeah,
they do it in real life.
If someone steals a car, they're going to get caught because it's not as easy as a video game.
Well, I'm not saying they're not going to get caught. I'm sure all of them did get caught who've done it, but it's not saying that they don't do it because they played the video game.
Yeah, Bianca, video games do make you go do bad stuff. You don't know. No, they do.
Well, Bianca, if you have something to say, then just say it. Make her say it.
Because video games do make you do bad stuff, Bianca, and you don't know anything. I do, because when I play basketball, I want to go play basketball. When I watch Grand Theft Auto, I want to go steal a car and shoot someone.
Okay, but that's a want. That's not necessarily an act.
No, but I do it.
I think some people just have more active imagination than others when they play video games.
And like Cody said, you know, if he plays those video games, he wants to go do it. Some kids might want to do it more than other kids, and they want their imagination to come to life a lot more than others. They have an overactive imagination. I don't know, Whitney, what do you think?
I think it can go both ways. It depends on how kids take it. If they know that it's just a game, then they're not going to go do anything. But if that's what they've grown up around all their life, then they're going to be like, oh, I can do this too, because that's what's on the game that I watch every day.
That's true.
When I play video games, I don't look at that way. So it's weird for me to think of it that way.
I played Grand Theft Auto and then wanted to go out and steal a car.
Someone over the head with a guitar after you lost.
No.
Whatever. You destroy your house playing your little guitar hero.
That's true.
I'm bad.
Bad. Throwing guitars at the county people that are walking by.
Personally, after I rock out on Dance Dance Revolution, I fully believe I can be a go-go dancer in Las Vegas. Every single time. I can't help it. It's just how I feel.
Then when you lose, do you destroy your house?
I don't destroy my house, but I fold up the pad and put it away in my closet, and then I go sit in the chair and cry.
Whoa.
It's really sad for me.
It's super sad. I did the same thing.
And if you played Grand Theft Auto right after that, and then you tried to play the dance thing and you lost, and then someone walked in your house and said you suck at it, would you probably punch him?
No, because I'm really not a violent person, and it's not about stealing cars or winning or losing. It's about how you play the game.
Would you give him a bad grade in class?
Somebody beat me at Dance Dance Revolution? Of course. No. Come on.
Of course.
If it was an assignment, it's not. So we're okay.
Yeah, well, personally, I don't think that... I think for the most part, violence isn't contributed to video games.
My blood is boiling, my brain IBM.
We're gonna close this up. I guess, you know, you could see it either way. Personally, I'm pretty sure that I think video games creates more of an outlet for your aggression and lets you get it out in a video game instead of the real world. So I think they're good more than bad. I don't know. So what do you guys think for the most part?
I still think it depends if it's happened around them. It has to be like, yes, personal, and had to have happened to them in order to do it, not from a video game. So I agree with you.
All right, how about you, Bianca?
I still think that video games have nothing to do with it, and there's other things in life that cause people to do violent things.
Okay, how about you, honey?
I think video games just make you learn how to, like, shoot someone in the head. So, like, if you're just getting bullied and stuff, I'm pretty sure you're going to want to shoot someone in the head.
Okay.
It's pretty violent. It could be. But then again, it could just be fun.
It could go either way, right?
I play for my teammates. These guys put their hearts on the line, their bodies, and their souls.
Okay, that made no sense.
I still think it can go both ways, but I don't think, like, a lot of crime can be contributed to video games.
Nice glasses, Whitney. We're both wearing glasses. Do you want to go watch video games after and shoot people? Okay.
All right. Mr. Sherrill?
So we came to the conclusion that video games do make people go crazy.
come to that conclusion, but it's a different opinion. I think that if you raise somebody in a box and only show them video games, then maybe that would be what they think of real life. But I think that there are a lot of different contributors, depending on what you think, and it could make you violent or it could make you think that they're just a fun pastime.
Will you talk about boxes, the thing that my parents throw me in after I get out of school?
Really. How about you, Sean Joe? Special opinion, we already got it. All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Next week, we discuss, we're not quite sure, with Cody Mack.
Why me?
Because your name is next on the list. See you next week.
All right, see ya.